Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
So heads up for our brothers online. Glad you're with us, joining us. So we're going to pray here in a few minutes. We're going to be kicking off our study in Romans, but it's not going to be for 2 weeks because next week is the National Day of Prayer. As I said, Romans is where we're going next. And the reason we've selected Romans is because we started off with Acts.
You waving?
So Acts, went through Acts and looking at Paul's life and the churches that he planted, the letters that he wrote. And so we just finished 2 Corinthians. So we'll get into Romans in 2 weeks, which is kind of cool because actually Paul wrote Romans while he was in Corinth. So it's a great segue, and it seems to work out timing-wise in terms of the timing or the dates of his letters. So it's going to be good. So part of our introduction to Romans, which we'll do in a few minutes because we're going to pray and then we're going to have some worship of our Lord in song. But part of it is going to be by way of a movie. And that kind of helps kick off the central theme of Romans. So I'll tell you more about that. But for our friends online, once we get to that portion, again, we're still going to have prayer, still going to have worship, some introduction to Romans. We're going to cut the feed because we're going to be going straight off. Thanks, Jeff. Straight off of our video off of YouTube, which you can watch with us. So is it on? Will it be on the screen, John, what it is? Or were you messing with me, Joe? It's not going to be there. Not today. Yeah, and next week will be too late. So that'll be, it's on YouTube, and it'll be The Chosen Season 2, Episode 1. That's how you get to plug in. So go to YouTube, and just in the search bar, just plug in The Chosen Season 2, Episode 1. And I'll explain why that fits after worship. But we've gone from one prayer request to about 10. So we need to get to it. So let's pray together. All right. Oh, Father, thanks. Thanks for this place. Thanks for my brothers. Lord, I know some of the guys are little tired out. Bob with his radiation treatment, and Renee just a crazy week, and others, and yet, Lord, there just seems to be a refreshment not only of our souls but of our bodies when we get together with the brothers and just hang out together, pray together, worship you in song together, grow in understanding of your word together. And so, Lord, I do pray for that from my brothers, that you'd refresh them, Lord, in the inner man and the outer man as well. And Lord, thanks for inviting us to bring all these requests to you. Lord, we got a lot from our perspective, certainly not for you, Lord, as you are here in I don't know, hundreds of thousands of them a day, which is not a problem for you. But Lord, thank you for letting us bring these before you together. So with Brandon lifting up Deborah's mom, looking like she's not going to last much longer, Lord. And so praying for peace for that family, salvation for sure, Lord, first and foremost. And then reconciled relationships. Lord, at a time like this, it's just not a time to hold grudges and issues that, when it's all said and done, typically are so petty. And so, Lord, we pray for that. Lord, also praying for this guy by Brandon's apartment that was trying to jump off a bridge. And Lord, just praying that you grab hold of his heart, Lord, that he'd hear your voice. Lord, that your open arms, Lord, that are extended to this man that's hurting. And Lord, just also praying with Brandon for humility and just your continued blessing on the ministry of the word. And Lord, if it be your will for a place for a church plant that he's been praying on, and just entrusting that continuously into your hands, Father. With our brother Joe, lifting up his grandson, Declan. Lord, these always grip my heart. I think they grip my brother's hearts too when we see little ones dealing with stuff. 5 years old and got some digestive issues and trying to figure that all out. And Lord, we pray for your healing touch on that little life, Father. Also lifting up Pastor Jerry, Calvary Chapel San Pedro, as they have the celebration of life for his wife. And Lord, just comfort our brother and during this time. And Lord, thank you for the comfort you have brought to him. And may that be just a real special time as that family of believers gets together. And our brother Bob, getting ready for a road trip with his wife Rocky. Lord, we pray that that would be just a special time. Lord, thanks for the provision for it. God, we pray just for safe travels and blessed travels too, Lord. And God, that trip will be just go well, especially for Rocky. Lord, this will be a long trek to Colorado. Lord, just bless their time. With our brother Daniel, praying again this week for the situation of our unborn, and Lord, and how we kind of re-categorize them as not an unborn child, but tissue. And so, Lord, forgive us as a nation for that terrible plight. And Lord, we pray just for a change in that, Lord, for eyes to be opened, just for an awakening of the reality of what's going on there as those little lives are taken every single day. Revival certainly relates to that, and that's part of Daniel's prayer. And Lord, for the church family, and his own family, Lord, to continue to see and taste the goodness of God, Lord, in your life. And you are good, Lord. You are so faithful, and that's a constant. It's just our lack of ability to see it sometimes. And Lord, praying too for first responders. Active duty, veterans, families of those, Lord. It's good. Good that we get to pray for them each week. Thanks, Lord, that you put that on Ed's heart to remember them. Lord, also for salvation for our nation's leaders. Lord, there's such a desperate need for that. Lord, a desperate need for there to be men and women of God that are part of the process, Lord, of legislating and leading, Lord, and there's just such a lack there. So, Father, I pray not only for the salvation of those that are there, but, Lord, for you to raise up young men, young women, Lord, with that calling, men and women of integrity to serve you in that capacity, Lord. It'd be awesome to see more of that. Lord, their brother Vince lifting up just a brother in Christ of his and just the attack that John's been under. And Lord, as many of us have experienced sometimes in an attack, we look to a dependency on other than you, whether it be alcohol or whatever, Lord, anything is a poor substitute to you. So lifting up John to you, lifting up as well the attacks that have been happening in Israel as of late. And Lord, those guys are, they deal with it all the time, and sometimes it's intensifies for a while, settles down, intensifies, settles down, and so they're kind of in an intensified time, Lord. And so, God, we pray for your merciful hand on that nation, and Lord, in this process, in this time, Lord, as you are bringing many to faith in your Son, Jesus, as Messiah, Lord, use this to bring more to know him as Messiah, as Lord, as Savior. More prayers for our nation and our government, Lord, so I'll just throw that out for our state, being we prayed in the federal side and even our local as well. And finally, Lord, for Barbara, her cancer has metastasized and lots of chemo. Of course, the loss of hair. Loves you, full of love for you, and she's one of yours, Lord, so we just want to entrust her into your care, your faithful hands, your gracious hands. Lord, thank you for that. Lord, thank you for that assurance, that blessed assurance that she has, that we have, that Jesus is ours, our Lord. God, we love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing us out tonight. None of us are worthy in and of ourselves to have this kind of audience with you, to be making requests to you. But Lord, you're the one that said to do it. So we're just honoring you and humbly asking you for just your hand upon these lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, let's sing some praises. All right. So I mentioned to you before we had our prayer time that the study that we just finished in 2 Corinthians was basically an extension of our series, if you will. It kicked off with studying Acts together and just seeing where Paul went. Not that all of Acts is just all Paul, but the majority of it is. And it was just a good springboard to his letters. And so we've been trying to take them in order as they were written. I mentioned as well, before we prayed earlier, that it's interesting that this letter that we'll start studying in 2 weeks, Romans, was written from Corinth. And so Paul, having spent an extended amount of time there, able to write that and hadn't been to Rome yet. It was probably, a couple years afterwards that he actually got there, but wrote that letter that we're going to dig into. It's probably going to, I don't know how long it'll take us, but at least 6 months. But yeah, it's gonna be good. So the opening words, and we'll go back and dissect this starting in a couple of weeks. I'm just going to read you the first couple of verses from Romans 1. Paul, it says in verse 1, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel, the good news of God, which he, the Lord, promised before, through his prophets, in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he goes on to expound on that. So just thinking about that opening, the first half of that opening there, reminds me that some have, over the years, over the centuries, really, have referred to Romans as the gospel according to grace. And it's like a master's dissertation on grace. It's a pretty amazing letter, and that's where we're going to take some time and camp out there and go through it and not rush through it. But it certainly is that. It certainly is the gospel according to grace. And important to remember, we throw around terms that get used often, and for good reason. We use terms often, terms like grace often, but it certainly is noteworthy that when we use a word a lot, it loses its impact, and not just the word grace, but anything that we just say over and over and over, it can lose its impact. Shouldn't, but that happens, and it's just understandable just by repetition. But by way of reminder, so important to remember what grace is. It's that radically undeserved merit or favor from God. It's not just undeserved, it's radically undeserved favor of God, benefit from God. And if to receive that, if you and I, and I believe that we have in this room, we've received that grace of God, that unmerited gift of life, of reconciliation with him, of forgiveness of sin, of an eternal relationship with him, to receive it as grace, you've got to come to grips with the fact that it is unmerited, right? That I don't deserve it. That's the key. And sadly, in Jesus' day, and the same today, most of the religious leaders, the ones that God ultimately had appointed to make this known, make this clear, make this understandable, they were not men that thought that they needed grace. I don't need unmerited favor. I merit it. I earn it. I earn my benefits from God. And so they didn't think they needed the grace of God, much less forgiveness. I don't need to be forgiven or saved. I am. So I was thinking about doing a video clip just to kick this off, because I didn't want to start and then next week at the National Day of Prayer, so we won't meet, and then back to Romans in 2 weeks. So I thought, yeah, we'll do a video. And I think it was like, maybe it was 10 years ago. I don't know. Maybe Marty remembers when we last did Romans, but I think we actually watched the Luther movie, which is a great film. I recommend it. It's long. It's well over 2 hours long, so I think there's no way I'm going to pull that off. So just been praying about it for about a week, and then I thought, man, the series, The Chosen, which a few of us had talked about last week, it obviously, because it's about Jesus, captures the grace of God. But I thought, man, the first episode of season 2 it just jumps out. I mean, the grace of God the Son just jumps out. And so we're going to see that. We're going to see, we'll see a little bit of a recap. It's like a 1 minute recap of season one. And you'll get a little bit of, it's just quick footage because it's a recap. You'll see Nicodemus powerfully portrayed, very well portrayed in season one. But you'll see him in a little tiny portion as he is talking to John the Baptist. And you can see that Nicodemus is searching, man. He's on the hunt. It's beautiful. And then, of course, just the graphic portrayal of grace in Jesus, right? There's no better example of that. So that portion is going to be about an hour, roughly. So the recap's just a couple of minutes. Just a couple of insights on it, just so that you can kind of jump right in. It's going to start off with, as I said, about a minute and a half recap of season one. Then it's going to go into, it'll be curious at first, because you're thinking, what's going on? This is not moving. But it's John the Apostle, who is interviewing some of the followers of Jesus as he's preparing, you know, kind of making notes to eventually write his gospel, the gospel according to John. So it's really kind of cool to see the interaction. He's talking to Jesus' mother Mary, and even when he talks to Matthew, and as it relates to Matthew, the little artistic license, nothing that ever conflicts with the scriptures, but kind of filling in some character development, which a good movie does, right? A good story has character development. What's this person about? What's this person? What drives this person? What makes this person unique? And Matthew is portrayed, and I can see doing this, as somebody that, and I don't know if I got the diagnosis right, I have a relative that has Asperger's syndrome, but he kind of is portrayed as somebody that has that. Somebody that's a little quirky socially, but just a math whiz, and just, you know, is just can looking at that, at the sliding doors there, the overflow room, and can tell you that's got 16 panes of glass, and they're these dimensions, and the door only has 3 panes of glass, in contrast to the side window that has 3. And so they portray Matthew like that, Matthew the tax collector, and just his quirkiness, and it's developed really, really well. So they'll start off with maybe like, I don't know, maybe it's like 5 minutes of John, you know, interviewing for his eventual gospel, and then into the storyline. So powerful. So, brothers that are with us, we're going to cut out here in a minute. We're going to be watching it off YouTube. You guys can. It's just go to YouTube, put in the search bar, The Chosen, Season 2, Episode 1, and you can watch the same thing that we're watching, except you're not with us. But that's okay. You're with us.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins.